This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Security was super tight at Ben Affleck's Georgia property as he married Jennifer Lopez in a lavish wedding 5 weeks after their quickie wedding in Vegas. There was a no-fly zone that extended for 3 miles. The river behind the property was patrolled by security boats, and large security gates were installed at the end of the 4-mile road down to the property. But not a stalker in sight. House of the Dragon, the prequel to Game of Thrones, recently debuted on HBO and HBO Max. Based on George R.R. Martin's Fire and Blood, the series, which is set 200 years before the events of Game of Thrones, tells the story of House Targaryen. Oh yeah, which means only one thing to us. More medieval nudity. In its 13th weekend in theaters, Top Gun Maverick has moved up another spot on the all-time domestic box office charts, passing the $680 million total of Marvel's 2018 mega-hit Avengers Infinity War. Buoyed by the lack of major new releases during the end of summer, Top Gun is 2022's Top Gun. So far. Will Smith is using his humor in an attempt to reconnect with fans. The King Richard star shared a classic viral clip of a baby gorilla poking an enormous gorilla from behind to get their attention. The large gorilla, unamused, chased the baby gorilla after his second attempt at getting the adult to play. "Me trying to get back on social," he wrote. Yeah, good luck! Lily Reinhart is spilling some unexpected behind-the-scenes details about filming kissing scenes on her TV series Riverdale. The actress, 25, said, quote, "You can only be so much of an adult on a CW show because you're not even allowed to kiss with tongue," unquote. Oh, not a good idea anyway with COVID still lurking about. Kanye West will not face criminal charges after he was accused of punching a fan earlier this year. West, 45, was under investigation for battery after he got into an argument with the fan who asked him for his autograph. It was apparently the second time in 2 days that that fan asked Kanye for that autograph. Wow, guess he really doesn't like giving autographs. Actor Ryan Reynolds paid $2.36 million to buy Wrexham AFC, the oldest soccer team in Wales. Reynolds, like a real-life Ted Lasso, had to win over doubtful local fans. The story is told in a new 18-part series, Welcome to Wrexham, which can be seen on FX in the US and Disney Plus in the UK. Sounds great. Rapper Gucci Mane is using his veteran status in rap to help end the trend of rappers disrespecting dead people in their lyrics. Gucci dropped his new song, Dissin' the Dead, which attempts to steer the culture in a more positive direction. Gucci takes full responsibility for starting the trend that has taken over many rap lyrics. Yeah, stop insulting the dead. Former Schitt's Creek star and director Dan Levy has joined the cast of Sex Education for its upcoming 4th season. Netflix revealed that he will play author Thomas Malloy that will tutor Maeve, played by Emma Mackey on the show, in an elite United States course at Cavendish Sixth Form College. Who will tutor who in Sex Education?
Idiot of the Week!
A year after former Danity Kane member Aubrey O'Day announced she was leaving the U.S. to start a new life abroad, she found herself in some hot water for flooding her newly private Instagram feed with allegedly altered vacation photos from Bali. Yeah, she's also being accused of stealing pics from other TikTokers. Idiot! Kendall Jenner threw her second annual party for her 818 tequila brand. Mom Kris Jenner and sisters Kim, Chloe, and Kylie stepped out for the event at Soho House's Little Beach House, Malibu. Justin and Hailey Bieber also attended. Guests got to sample the launch of her new 8 Reserve tequila, which is rumored to be as smooth as the satin gown she had on. Rapper Quando Rondo was present during a shooting which resulted in the death of his friend Lil Pub. Videos show Rondo visibly upset while talking to a police officer in West Hollywood right after the bloodshed. He then sees the police pull a body out of a black Escalade and walks away, screaming in agony. Quando was the target, though escaped unharmed. HBO Max removed 200 Sesame Street episodes as the streamer continues to scale back its catalog. They also pulled 36 titles overall and decided not to release Batgirl or the animated series Scooby Holiday Hunt. This all coming as the Discovery merger calls for deep cuts in their budget. Maybe it should be called HBO Min. Former Baywatch star Donna DeErico, 54, has joined OnlyFans despite backlash that she's too old to show off her body. The actress wrote on Instagram, quote, "I obviously don't take myself or the fact that I'm on that site too seriously. It's just a social media site free from censorship, bullying, and haters," unquote. But not from trolls.
The Trash Bin.
Gary Busey is facing criminal charges in New Jersey after cops claim he made inappropriate contact with people, among other things. The actor was hit with 4 charges, 2 counts of criminal sexual contact, 1 count of criminal attempt criminal sexual contact, and 1 count of harassment. Well, we knew he was crazy, just not that crazy.
The news wrap-up.
Elon Musk says Tesla will hike the price of full self-driving assistance software by 25%. Utrecht, Netherlands, outside Amsterdam, was just named most bike-friendly city in the world. Omicron-specific COVID booster shots are just 3 weeks away. Soon you'll be able to edit and unsend iMessages on iPhones. Great news if you've ever made an ass of yourself drunk texting.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Invitation is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Bad Bunny returns to the top of the chart with Un Verano Sin Ti.
The number one app.
It's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, of course.
The number one book.
Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens holds on to the top spot on the fiction chart.
Nicki Minaj recently tore into Kevin Federline after he publicly questioned his ex-wife Britney Spears' parenting abilities. Minaj instantly came to Britney's defense, saying, quote, "Do you understand what kind of a clown you have to be a grown f***ing man? And as soon as you see somebody getting married and moving on and feeling good in their own skin, to do the very thing that you know is going to attempt to break them down? You think it's okay? You think that anybody's going to feel sorry for you? Leave her the f*** alone," unquote. One thing for sure, Minaj never holds back, ever. And she doesn't on her new song either, which we love. Here's Nicki Minaj and a little help from Rick James with the song of the week, Super Freaky Girl.
One thing about me, I'm the baddest alive. He know the prettiest didn't come until I arrive. I don't let bitches get to me, I bet they mind if they try. I got a princess face, a killer body, samurai mind. They can't be Nicki, they sound stupid, I just laugh when they try. A thong bikini up my app, I think I'll go for a dive. His ex bitch went up against me, but she didn't survive. On applications, I write pressure, cause that's what I apply. Apply, can't fuck a regular guy. Wetter than umbrellas and stickier than apple pie. I can lick it, I can ride it while you slip it and slide it. I can do all them little tricks and keep up inside it. You can smack it, you can grip it, you can go down and kiss it. And every time he leave me alone, he always tell me he miss it. He wanna F-R-E-A-K-F.
That was Nicki Minaj with the song of the week, Super Freaky Girl. visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.